You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Fletcher, and this is episode number 1607. We're talking today about how to plant super dunk weed.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. This includes a few basics in regular care, as well as using mulch, aloe, silica, top dressing, bud sprouting tea, plant teas, and foliar sprays to nourish cannabis plants. The next type of tea that you can use to feed cannabis plants is called a botanical tea. In terms of frequency, you can water your cannabis plants with bud sprouted seed teas on a weekly basis, or only occasionally, as a special treat whenever you have time. You can water as long as 14 days prior to cannabis harvesting without any problems. You will want to ice your marijuana plants as close to harvesting as possible. Many growers prefer to rinse the plants during the last week or two prior to harvest. The methods and products used by many marijuana farmers, including those mentioned above, call for the plants to flush prior to harvest. Proper drying and curing is critical if you want to get the highest quality marijuana. Like other plants, the results you get and the quality you get from harvesting your cannabis will depend on what care you put into it. If you have the proper setup and plenty of time to take care of the plants, anyone can grow gelato. Like many of the other plants in the garden, cannabis can be low maintenance or pampered as you like. Most recommendations are to only water once a plant is fully dry, giving it a nice top-down soak if needed. Ideally, you will want the plant mostly dry from the outside within 20 to 30 minutes after you have irrigated it, and to avoid watering too much, with Spanish moss, less is often better. Do not fertilize the plant if in any doubt. Indoors, you can put a bucket on top of your Spanish moss, and then fill cups of water around your plant until it drips. Since the cuttings from new Spanish moss usually hung for growth, it is not likely that rot will occur, unless the plant has somehow fallen from its perch. A new Spanish moss cutting is also an extremely disease-free plant overall, susceptible only to rot if left in too much water too long. Spanish moss is great as an indoor plant too, and with some skill, it can offer a natural veil of foliage. It can grow up to almost 20 feet long, and usually the side sprouts are trimmed off to begin a new plant, not from the main stock. Sour diesel grows at a respectable length, thus, it requires lower stress growing techniques to maintain its build. For best results, sour D needs to be grown outside, where it takes up to 11 weeks to flower, and it can produce 18 ounces for every 10 square feet of planted area. It takes an effort of pruning and training, heavy humidity control, pest control, and specific nutrient strategies to produce successful sour diesel. Now, if you tested the whole harvest and all of your plants are infected, or if one particular mother plant is infected, then the easiest way to eradicate HPLVD is through tissue culture. This process uses a special treatment which eradicates HPLVD, so that new plants grow 100% healthy and free from the disease. Not every plant will have obvious symptoms or appear to be infected, so the fastest way to identify it is through screening tests like the qPCR testing, which might not be as easy to obtain depending on where you live and what you are willing to spend, so this is mainly recommended for commercial growers. Now, as you can see, subtle symptoms may be easily confused with poor genetics or sub-optimal growing conditions, but rest assured, if you grew the same strains before and results were far worse than they were, then it is possible your plants are infected. Watering attempts to emulate conditions a marijuana plant would likely face in the wild. As water is applied, a cover crop will grow beneath your marijuana plant's canopy. Lightly till cover crop seeds into the top inch of soil when you plant the cannabis seedlings for the first time. If you cannot get these types of plants, straw or hay works well as mulch, but it does not nourish cannabis nearly as well as those others. When we needed to mulch 4 large grow bags, we milled a heaping cup of barley grains, which would make for roughly 1/4 cup milled per plant. If needed, all you will need is freshly harvested buds, a reverse osmosis water, and enough cans to hold all of the cannabis you plan on curing with the water. You can even speed up the drying process by using water-cured cannabis, and not risk any of the common side effects like headaches and a harsh smoke. Instead of waiting for a month before using the weed you have harvested, you can be ready to taste within 2 weeks. You can just cut off one of the side sprouts and begin treating it like it is a new plant, and it will mostly thrive on its own. With a well-established feeding regimen and 1 well-placed lights, your marijuana plants are going to grow stronger. Do not forget this stressor is one of several in our quest for increased trichome production, and you will want to make sure that every plant is given enough time to recover. To increase trichome production, we must apply this same principle to marijuana plants, subjecting them to multiple stressors, but managed. While stress does not necessarily increase trichome production directly, it may contribute to plant structure and stability, both of which will have a beneficial impact on trichome development later. This is all for today, guys. My name is Sophia and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.